The Berenstain Bears, Seasonal Collection Number 2 by Mike and Jen Berenstain, narrated by Jill Blackwood.
The Berenstain Bears, School Time Blessings by Mike Berenstain. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Summer was coming to an end in Bear Country, and brother and sister were looking forward to the new school year. They were eager to see friends they had missed all summer. They were excited about school sports, school plays, and holiday events. And, truth to tell, they were a little bored with the lazy days of summer vacation. Honey was excited, but a little nervous, too. She was starting nursery school and wasn't sure how she felt about it. She liked the idea of new friends to play with, but she was worried about being away from home and missing Mama and Papa. Even though they were ready to get back to all their friends and the fun that school brings, brother and sister had back-to-school worries of their own. They each had their favorite subjects at school, but they were very different. Sister enjoyed math. Math problems for her were puzzles to be solved. She enjoyed teasing her brain to figure them out. But she didn't care for history. All those people, places, and dates from long ago didn't seem to have much to do with her. Brother, on the other hand, really liked history. He loved to learn all about the past and imagine himself back in earlier times. But he had trouble with math. All those numbers, decimal points, and fractions just seemed to swirl around in his brain in a big jumble. Mama and Papa noticed the cubs looking a bit down in the dumps. So one evening after dinner, before school began, they sat everyone down for a family meeting.
"We notice that you all seem to have something on your minds," said Papa. "Is it about going back to school?"
"Well," started Sister. "If you tell us about it," said Mama, "I'm sure we can help." The cubs looked at each other, then began to talk. They told Mama and Papa all about their back-to-school worries, and even little Honey spoke up.
"I'll miss you," she said.
"We can understand your concerns," said Mama, "but you should..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?